Yeah, if you can get a hold of some 3/4 inch PVC tubing and caps, you can drill a hole, like at the bottom part, you know, you put the T where it's down, and you can put like a SO239 connector there, and you can throw some silicone in there to waterproof it if you want, you know, on the inside there once you get the wire soldered to it, and then you'll have like your stainless steel eyelet deals, you know, like maybe 1/4 inch, 1/4 20 thread, couple of stainless steel flat washers so you can connect a wire terminal to that, you know, on the inside of the PVC insulator, of course, you know, and it keeps everything waterproof that way. Heck, as you're putting it together, you can fill the whole thing up with silicone and be all right. But it's not necessary to do that. It's going to take an awful long time for that silicone to cure if you did that. But you can get a good part of it, you know, taken care of, you know, so that water can't get inside of there and stuff. WHECO.